First of all, in your song Vienna, I was wondering why you chose Vienna as that city, if that city specifically.
Okay. The first one, why did I pick Vienna to use as a metaphor for the rest of your life? Okay. My father lives in Vienna now. My father moved back to Europe. Him and my mother split up. My father, I had to track him down. I didn't see him from the time I was 8 till I was about 23, 24 years old. He lives in Vienna, Austria, which I thought was kind of bizarre because he left Germany in the first place because of this guy named Hitler, and he ends up going to the same place where Hitler hung out all those years, you know. And I thought, he's really got to love Europe to live here because this Vienna also for a long time was the crossroads during the Cold War between the Eastern Bloc, between the Warsaw Pact nations and the NATO countries, was the city of Vienna. And what's his name? Orson Welles did a movie called The Third Man. Everybody ever see this movie with that ding 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 ding? It was all about this, you know, spying. And Vienna was always the city. It was the crossroads. It was the crossroads between the Ottoman Empire, the Turkish Empire, and the Holy Roman Empire. Vienna was always a crossroads city. So the metaphor of Vienna, you know, has the meaning of a crossroads. It's a place of intercourse. Okay. of exchange. It's a place where cultures commingle, and fluids and things. Wine. Okay. You get great beer in Vienna, but you also get like brandy from Armenia. You know, I mean, it was one of those places where cultures commingled. And this is a filthy audience. I'm purely. So I go to visit my father in Vienna, and I'm walking around in this town, and I see this old lady. She must have been about 90 years old, and she's sweeping the street. And I say to my father, "What's this nice old lady doing sweeping the street?" He says, "She's got a job. She feels useful. She's happy. She's making the street clean. She's not put out to pasture." You know, we treat old people in this country pretty badly. We put them in rest homes, and we kind of kick them under the rug, and we make believe they don't exist. And, you know, let them worry about their health care benefits and, you know, screw them, we don't want to pay any attention to them, they've had their day. Well, they don't feel like that. And a lot of these older places in the world where the culture is older than ours, they value their older people. And the older people feel like they can still be a part of the community. And I thought, this is a terrific, idea that old people are useful. And that means I don't have to worry so much about getting old because I can still have a use in this world in my old age. And I thought, Vienna waits for you. You know, like I knew people when I was saying, "Slow down, you crazy child." Oh, let me play that one. That's a good song. Actually, I have this in my book. See this book? Look at this thing. It's got a table of contents in it and everything. I'm impressed. No, I wrote all this shit. All right, let's see. Where is it? It would be under V, right? T. Oh, look at this. I got to turn the page, the table of contents, to find it. Page 213.
Turn to page 213.
They didn't number the pages.
Way back there, it is.
Got to
be in the V, okay.
W, X, Y, Z, so it's before that, okay. There it is, okay.
Child, you're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Mm-hmm. Where's there's the fire, what's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Hey, and you know that when the truth is told, you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight. That's too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Oh, you could see where you're wrong. You know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Well, dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?
This is the accordion solo. It's hard to imitate an accordion.
Disappear for a while. It's alright, you can afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, 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 ooh. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, 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 ooh. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
There's also a lot of inside stuff musically on that. So the beginning of it and the end. I know of a composer named Kurt Weill, who wrote the Three Penny Opera. It's very Kurt Weill, I thought. I was trying to get that kind of sick, you know, middle European, kinky, decadent thing, you know. Money, 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 you know that.
Yeah. Come, meine Liebchen, you know, kind of that little, you know.
But they're, you know, at least they're out front about it. You know, you go to England, the English are like, the English are all very proper. You know, they have their little umbrellas and they have their little, you know, Savile Row suits, and then every night they go home and spank each other. Because it's so naughty, you know. The middle Europeans are out front.
Yeah, I am a kinky fellow, you know. Yeah, with the patch on the eye, you know.